Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Grape Bar Sports Open Line.
Those mid swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Grape Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go.
Let's go.
On a Thursday evening, we do welcome you in. It's time for a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for a very limited amount of time this evening, taking you for the next 21 minutes until 6:30, and then I'll get out of here a little early. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight. The 49ers and the Seahawks set to match up against each other. Siteman Cancer Center game time is at 7:15 tonight, so our coverage is going to begin at 6:30. So not a whole lot of time to waste. I've got a couple things that I want to get into today, so let's jump right into it. Perhaps if you've been listening to KMOX throughout the course of the day, you've heard some of the audio from Adam Wainwright. The former Cardinals pitcher appeared on the Foul Territory program today and was asked about the Cardinals and some of the things going on with them and his thoughts on whether or not it's really going to be a rebuild for them and really what has led to back-to-back seasons of the team missing the playoffs. I thought he had some interesting things to say. He obviously is very busy right now working as an analyst for Fox doing the playoffs on national TV. In fact, A.J. Pierzynski is with him in the booth on Fox, and he is one of the co-hosts of Foul Territory, and they did that conversation together today as they talked through some things. But I wanted to play some of what Waino had to say about the Cardinals and then give you kind of my take on it. I guess the only thing, he's informed. He's obviously very informed. I don't think anybody with the Cardinals has sat there, though, and told him, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the plan. And not to just continue to repeat the same thing over and over and over, but I still think it's really important that at some point in time, the Cardinals do kind of communicate to fans when they talk about cutting payroll, what that actually looks like, whether it is a drastic cutting of payroll where expectations need to be lowered, or whether it is just kind of a letting a lot of salary walk out the door and replacing most of that salary with homegrown talent, which if you do that, that's still a pretty significant savings in terms of payroll. I would argue that if you do that, the team from a results standpoint could be very similar to what we saw this past year. So those two things are two very different things because they somewhat dictate what the expectations and how good this team can be. If this team can have another year from a win-loss perspective, kind of like they had this past season, all the while they're playing a lot more young players and they're also building out a player development system that is going to get to a point where it's going to be producing championship caliber teams. Like, I'm really good with that. I am very comfortable with that idea. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for at this point in time. So I wanted to play back some of what Adam Wainwright had to say today when speaking again on the Foul Territory program. He was asked about the Cardinals' rebuild, and he basically said that at this point he's not really convinced that it actually will be that full rebuild.
I think that's yet to be seen. I mean, are they really going to rebuild? Because the Cardinals have never been a full rebuild team. They've never done that. They've never, you know, just started from scratch, and that would be a bad thing for St. Louis because we don't really have patience for a five-year rebuild in St. Louis. That's not going to be met with a whole lot of happy thoughts.
Yeah, and I don't think it's ever been talked about this thing being a five-year rebuild, but is this something that it's going to take, is it going to take more than 1 year? I guess that's the question. And it's not an easy fix when you're trying to fix player development. And I think there's a couple things going on. When we talk about fixing player development, where, for me, it's about enabling the organization to have all the infrastructure that you need to make players their best version. And that impacts the minor league players, but in some ways it impacts the major league team as well. If part of that project is building out a pitching lab and investing in a lot of technology that will be used in the spring training complex, well, that's gonna impact the big league team as well. There's going to be guys who are going to be using that. And hopefully you build out such a system that there's going to be more and more players that are going to be sticking around Jupiter during the offseason to use it. You know, less players feeling like that they've got to go to some type of third-party setup and instead that they can utilize what the Cardinals have there. That's part of it. So that's a heavy lift, and it takes time to build. I mean, that's something that you can't even build until after the upcoming spring training, some of that, because that's when they're going to put shovels in the ground and they're going to start completely redoing the spring training complex. And that's also, that's something that's been talked about for a while now, that they're going to put this project in Jupiter. I mean, 2 years ago when we were at spring, we thought when we left there that they were going to be putting shovels in the ground, and it didn't happen. So that's one of those things, until it actually starts happening, you just kind of wait to see if it actually is going to happen. But the point I'm trying to make is this is going to be a process. This is not going to be an easy thing to be able to fix. At the same time, there are some things you can do that can be immediate. You can add staffing. You can have more rovers, things like that. You can add to your baseball data department, have more smart people in the organization that look at things in an interesting way. You can do all of those things, and that can impact you immediately. So we still don't know exactly how long this project is going to take, but I don't think this isn't a five-year sort of deal like Wainwright. Not that he was calling it that. He said Cardinals fans don't have the stomach for that. I would agree, but I don't think it was ever going to actually be that. The other part of that he said that I thought was kind of interesting was for this team to have the success that they want to have at the major league level, they have to be much better at drafting and developing, and then they can still add at the big league level as well.
I do think the Cardinals need to get back into a system where they draft really well, they develop. Developing players has always been the strength of the St. Louis Cardinals, and I think they'll get back to that. I don't think they'll have a full rebuild. They'll go out and spend some money.
We'll see. I don't know how much money they're going to spend. That's the question here. Are they really going to go out? Yeah, I'm not saying that they're not going to bring in any veteran players for the roster this upcoming season, but I am not convinced that they are going to spend a lot of money. A couple of things from Wainwright that I wanted to play for you. As far as this upcoming, the team for next year, and who you might see playing on it. He feels like there is some good young talent that will be available, but the organization needs to be able to produce more of it, and that's still part of the challenge that's going on.
I still think they have some really, really great players to build around there. They have some really young, good young pitchers that are coming up through the system that are going to be awesome. They need to build up their position player minor league system a bit. There's not, from what I could tell, there's not a whole lot coming that's going to be like major impact. Now, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, and it comes in waves. You think about what's arrived recently in Mason Winn, what we thought Jordan Walker was going to be, even though Thomas Sejace was a trade acquisition, another position player. Right now it feels like the next group will be pitching Quinn Matthews, Tink Hentz. Do we include Michael McGreevy and Gordon Graceffo in there? Is it to a point where the expectations aren't quite as high for those guys? But at the same time, to be fair, You look at the top levels of the Cardinals' rankings right now for minor league players, and I do think from a position player standpoint, you squint a little bit when trying to figure out who's going to be that next impact player that has not yet made their major league debut and is going to get here fairly soon, that there's not a lot of that at the top of the rankings right now. Last thing for you from Wainwright. I thought this was really interesting. Cardinals have missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. He clearly was part of one of those teams 2 years ago. There has been a lot of blame placed on John Mozeliak and the organization for the roster decisions that they've made. And look, there's culpability that goes along with that, right? Like the roster is what the roster is. But Wainwright talked about how the organization basically had started funneling resources almost away from the minor leagues and away from players' development and tried to place it on to the big leagues. And it was a player issue being the reason why this is a team that has not been to the playoffs now in two straight years.
Through the last couple of years, you know, they got kind of rid of some of the roving pitching instructors, some of the scouting development departments that they had that have always been such a strength for the Cardinals. But they just were pouring into so much into the big league teams, and we underperformed. You know, that's odd that the general manager can't go out there and drive in runs. They can't get people out. Eventually, the players have to perform. And this year, the big guys didn't perform like they know that they want to. And the year before, the big guys didn't perform like, you know, we wanted to. And so the players have to take some. Credit's the right word, but
the blame
Onus. For not getting a job done sometimes.
That was Adam Wainwright again, the audio courtesy to Foul Territory TV. They do a great job. He was a guest on with them earlier today, and yeah, I think he's right. You know, could have the Cardinals made some better roster decisions? Absolutely. But was there more of a focus on the big league roster and that took away from some things going on in development? I think there is some truth in that as well. And right now the organization is trying to realign when it comes to that. All right, we'll probably talk a little bit more about that on tomorrow's program and get your thoughts on all that as well. Up next, again, just two-segment show today. We're out of here early today for our Thursday Night Football. Blues are in action tonight against San Jose. We'll preview that game. We'll hear from Drew Bannister. That's up next. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Just a few minutes left on this shortened edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauley. We're taking until 6:30 tonight. That's when we will step away and hand things off to Westwood One Sports. Coverage of Thursday Night Football tonight, the 49ers and the Seahawks. Just an update on what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Guardians, Tigers, bottom of the fourth. That is a 1-1 game. Detroit leads that series 2-1. So if Detroit wins tonight, they advance to the ALCS. If Cleveland wins, they force a game number 5. And then tonight, Yankees and Royals in Kansas City. That game's going to get started here in about 45 minutes at Kauffman Stadium. And the Yankees lead that series 2-1. Blues hockey tonight. They are in San Jose to take on the Sharks. Second straight game for the Blues where they're playing in another team's home opener, and tonight they are going to send Joel Hofer to be in goal. Back, they're going to play in Vegas tomorrow. You knew that Hofer was going to start one game in Bennington, the other, so it's going to be Bennington who's going to start in the game coming up tomorrow. And when Drew Bannister was asked earlier today why Hofer today and Bennington tomorrow, this is what he had to say.
We put a plan together, over the month, and we stick with it unless we feel necessary to make changes, and that's just been the plan, so we're sticking.
They dealt with it the other day when it came to playing in Seattle and playing in their home opener. There's always big-time energy when a team is playing their first home game of the year, first game of the year overall, and Bannister said that they're absolutely expecting that tonight in San Jose.
Similar to, you know, our game in Seattle, I think, you know, this group's going to come out with a lot of energy. They're going to be willing to work. They're going to feed off their fans. And, you know, we just got to be ready to play. Obviously, we got to have a better start than we did in Seattle.
So he was also asked, how do you handle the energy of opening night? Because the San Jose team, which they're not expected to be very good this year, this might be one of the best games they play this season because of the energy that goes along with it.
This for us is just, you know, being patient, being on the right side of the puck, smart defensively, and just wait for our opportunities and then, you know, start to build our game off our habits. And something that we saw, you know, late middle of the second period on for the rest of the game, we'd like to get to that game a little bit quicker.
The other thing that is challenging about these games is these are new teams, and there's not a lot of tape. You can look a little bit at the preseason. You can look a little bit at what happened last year. But Bannister did say that it's not easy putting together the scouting reports for these type of games early on in the season.
These games are hard to pre-scope, but again, we just fall back on kind of the earliest game that they've had a close to full.
And then last thing from Drew Bannister, I thought this was interesting. He was essentially asked about the team culture and leadership and everything that goes along with it. And they obviously brought in some players this year who had playoff experience. He got some time working with this team last year when he came on an interim basis. And there's some guys who stepped into larger leadership roles as the season went down the stretch last year. And Bannister said that kind of mixing those two things together, he likes the way this team culture is coming together so far this year.
You know, I thought our leadership group grew last year towards the end of the year. These guys are going to be a plus in the sense that they're veteran players that guys can, lean on our leadership, our younger players. So they're going to be important to our success this year as well as the group as a whole. So, it's for us, it's going to be about the team. It's not going to be about individuals. We'll have success as a team. And, if we lose, we're going to learn from that and get better.
So that's Drew Bannister speaking earlier today. Again, Joel Hofer in goal today. The other really notable thing going into this contest tonight, Alexander Texier and Kasperi Kapanen, they're both going to play. Yesterday we talked about it a little bit. They did not participate in practice yesterday, both a little bit banged up, dealt with just some small injuries coming out of the season opener against Seattle, but they were on the ice for morning skate this morning, and they are expected to play this evening. They did not have a lot of success against San Jose last year. They struggled against a lot of bad teams last year. And I want to stop talking about last year. In fact, I don't have the audio right now, but at one point, Bannister, during his media conference today, was asked about, comparing, something in relation to last year. And he basically said, look, that's a different team. Last year's last year. We're not going to talk about last year. I think it was in relation to their record against San Jose and whether or not he was going to bring that up with his team about their struggles last year against the Sharks. And he said, no, that doesn't apply to this year's team. This is a brand new team. So I'm going to try to take my lead off of that and not spend too much time discussing it, but the bottom line is they did struggle against a Sharks team that wasn't very good last year. They struggled against a lot of teams last year that were not very good, and when you think back on actually how close they were to being a playoff team last year, if they perform better against some of those lesser teams, they may have just been able to sneak themselves into the playoffs. All right, that is going to do it for this very shortened edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. We've got Thursday Night Football, Seahawks and Niners. Coverage from Westwood One Sports starts in about 1 minute right here on KMOX.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.